today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is another episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. In this week, we're going to speak about the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Today, Wednesday, is the 15th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to verse 103 of chapter 3 and then listen to the point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون.
And hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not become divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you, when you were enemies and He brought your hearts together and you became, by His favor, brothers. And you were on the edge of a pit of the fire and He saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses, that you may be guided.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the ultimate subject, which is the problem of unity and standing against any separation, is referred to. The opinions are divided among the commentators as to the meaning of the term the court of Allah. And in Islamic literature, there are also varieties of narrations about it. But there is no difference in the basic meaning of them, because the purpose of the court of Allah is any means of connection with the pure essence of Allah, where it be the Quran, the Prophet, or his progeny, Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
During the previous episodes of today's special, we opened one subject, and that was the answer of this question: what is the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them? And the continuation of the answer, we can say some people claim that asking for help to other than Allah is polytheism. Such people should never go to doctor when they become sick, because this is polytheism or shirk. Their going to doctor is a type of seeking a help from a specialist, even though they do not say by their tongue that they are getting help from the doctor, acting shirk is enough. Also, they should not ask any question from anyone or request anything from anyone because all these are shirk. Furthermore, they shouldn't eat any food because they should not help themselves by any other than Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Today we are going to talk about the concept of tawassul, that is, resorting to the intermediary. Some specific people can intercede with Allah by His permission, but this is not granted to every people. Now, I'd like to give also more references from hadith in Sunni sources and Sunni collections in this regard. The first reference is on the tawassul of Ibn Abbas to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please note that Ibn Abbas spoke the following words after the martyrdom of Imam Ali. Thus, he did ask for intermediary of what you called a dead person. When the death time of Abdullah ibn Abbas approached, he said, "O Allah, I seek to approach toward you by means of wilayah, accepting the mastery of Ali ibn Abi Talib." You can find this hadith and narration in Fada'il al-Sahaba by Ahmad ibn Hanbal, volume 2, page 662, tradition number 1129. Please note that Ibn Abbas died in 68 or 687, which was 28 years after the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. If resorting or tawassul to a dead was considered association of shirk, then Ibn Abbas would not dare to say so, and Ahmad ibn Hanbal would not have recorded it. As for resorting to a life, al-Bukhari reported that Umar, the second caliph, used tawassul to al-Abbas for rain. It can be found again in Sahih al-Bukhari, and as narrated Anas, whenever there was drought, Umar ibn al-Khattab used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain through al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, saying, "O Allah, we used to request our Prophet to ask you for rain, and you would give us. Now we request the uncle of our Prophet to ask you for rain. So give us rain," and they would be given rain.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah.
In this part, more about love for Ahlul Bayt that puts hearts at rest. Love for Ahlul Bayt not only resolves difficulties at the point of death and the hereafter, but also relieves worldly problems. One of the blessings of the love for Ahlul Bayt is that it puts the hearts at rest, which is a blessing for the man who lives in this world and anxiety and restlessness. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, when the verse, chapter 13, verse 28 of the Holy Quran says, "Now surely by Allah's remembrance are the hearts set at rest," was revealed. Allah's Messenger said, this is about who one loves Allah and His Messenger, loves my Ahlul Bayt truly and not falsely, loves believers both in the past and in the future. By Allah's remembrance, they love one another. Truly, one whose love for Allah, the Holy Prophet, Ahlul Bayt, and the believers is true has tranquility and peace of mind. Any trader, thieves, oppressors, usurpers, bribe-takers, usurers, ogles, adulterers, corrupts, defrauders, deceivers, and sinners can never enjoy peace of mind and tranquility. However, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, who are clean from all these pollutions, enjoy peace of mind and their hearts are set at rest.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
Why is it necessary for the Imam to be infallible? This is the question of this part of today's special. As with the Prophet, the Imam is the protector of religion, hence the necessity of his infallibility. The reason being that both theoretical and practical protection are his responsibility, which can clearly only be achieved through infallibility from both sin, both for the practical part and error, and forgetfulness for the theoretical part. If the Imam was not to be infallible, he would surely at least make mistakes, if not sin, and that would be mean his failure in protecting and explaining a portion of religion, which would mean that portion isn't of importance to Allah, while we are sure that isn't the case, because all of religion is important to him, and that is why he has sent a prophet to transform it in its entirety to us. One of the reasons for having an imam is for him to guide the people and prevent them from making mistakes. If the imam is to also make mistakes, then how is he supposed to help others? In that case, he himself will be in need of another imam to notify him of his own mistakes, and so on and so forth. This series of imams must eventually end with an imam that is actually infallible.
We believe that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prophet, and he will remain the prophet till the day of judgment. Although physically he's dead, but his message, his spirit, his influence is there. And this is why we mention him. If Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had been expired, then why do we have to mention him in the adhan? Why in the adhan we say ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah? Why do we mention him in the iqamah before the prayers, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah? Why do we mention him and salute him, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, when we conclude the prayers? If the Prophet is dead and he is unable to hear or communicate and he does not get our message, then it's a futile. It's waste of time if you greet him. But it is part of the prayers in both the traditions, in the Sunni tradition and the Shia tradition. We greet the Prophet, we salute him during our prayers. So this means they can hear you, and God will give them permission. Tawassul is not rivalry with God. Tawassul does not believe that you believe that the Prophet is an ilah or the Lord or God, and he can do the function instead of God. He can help you away from God, independently from God. He possesses a power that he rivals God, and then you don't need God. This is not the meaning of tawassul. The meaning of tawassul is that you believe this is the messenger of God, God has given him certain privileges and rights and jurisdictions, and God wants you to go to him so he can facilitate the journey to God. So the Prophet can facilitate your journey to God through the Prophet, through him. He will make that journey easy. And you acknowledge his position. When you go to him, you don't forget about him. Because if we don't go to the Prophet, we forget that there was someone called Muhammad. Becomes only history. He becomes irrelevant in our contemporary life. You don't pay attention to him. He becomes someone not important. But when we go to him and we ask for his intercession, We beg him to intercede on our behalf to God. This is an acknowledgement that he's important. He's still the messenger of God. He's still the gate of mercy for mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you so much for your company, and till another episode and another meeting, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي